Just relax. Body and mind entirely relax. Be at ease. Don't think. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just relax. And allow mind to be. Whatever that is still in activity or movement, your silent awareness just aware, finish. Aware, finish. Because we have a physical body and a consciousness trapped inside. So whatever that goes on within the five aggregates of form and mind, you will know. Wherever there is contact, after contact, what arises? If you are able to be silent in the state of awareness, you will understand and you can observe all this movement and understand them. So whatever they arise, just be aware, finish. The moment you are aware, that's it. No need to think, no need to know, and let it be. Then the next arising, aware, finish. It can be tactile, it can be contact, it can be a thought, it can be a sensation, a feeling, a perception, or any movement, mental activity, the arising of aggregates of mind. So if you can maintain awareness to observe all this, you will understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. What is this mundane mind all about? How does it arise? Then how it has all these views, opinion, and conditioning and belief system? Because we have a memory. We accumulate a lot of things through memory. So memory is the accumulation of all our experiences, good and bad, wholesome and unwholesome. And before we are enlightened, before we have the Dhamma, most of the accumulated conditioning are all negative. There are the wrong thought or deluded thought. And whatever we attach and cling and accumulate as memory are mostly our negativity of mind state, our phobia, our insecurity, our unhappiness, our whatever experiences, good and bad. And most of the time it's all our scars of memory, our unhappy moment or phobia that arise. So these are the things that actually condition our fear, our misery, our suffering. So meditation is to silence our mind, to observe all this, to see how we become what we are, how conditioning come about, how views, opinion, and belief system come about. Then we also can also be mindful of all of the habitual tendency and reaction to sense experience come about. Our character, our personality, our habitual tendency, you can see them all. Well, these are the conditioning that has been going on for a long period of time. That's why it has become habitual. Then whatever you see, you can link it to the Dhamma, you will understand. The five mental hindrance, the five spiritual faculties, the three evil roots, the four number two, then the three turnings of the four number two. Then we have the seven factors of enlightenment. And at the same time, all the other essential Dhamma, like Noble Eightfold Path, the three types of right view, spiritual law, and the Pancha Niyamas. So all this, You can see them, observe them, and understand them. Even the universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state, non-self, then the law of dependent origination, dwelling. When we see them, we understand how we function as a human being, how our mind operates following this law. So meditation is to be sensitive, to be able to observe all this and develop the understanding and the awakening. Then when we are completely silent and just aware, we can insight into phenomena, we can awaken to truth. We can understand things very clearly because we are not lost in thought, we are not preoccupied with the thinking, the emotion, the reaction of mind. We are all the time just silent, aware, sensitive, clarity of mind to enable us to see what is going on within the moment in life. So present moment awareness is only there when you are silent. If you cannot silence your mind, you cannot be aware. Because man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are silent, completely silent and just aware and sensitive, or you are lost in thought, thinking, preoccupied with what the thought is telling you, the movement and all those things. That is heedlessness, heedless thinking. You are hardly aware, hardly mindful of what is going on within the moment. The mind is constantly lost in thought, preoccupied with what you are thinking. Your views, your opinion, your reaction, everything triggering off the response to memory. Okay.